दक्षिणामूर्तये तुभ्यं वटवृक्ष निवासिने ध्यानैकनिरताङ्गाय नमो रुद्राय शम्भवे। ॐ शान्तिः शान्तिः शान्तिः। Welcome everyone. This is a great joy, great pleasure, great honor to be here in the Sri Vidya Shrine and concluding our year-long meditation. Just 1 year ago, on July 16th, 2019, the Sri Vidya Shrine was inaugurated. And the Sri Vidya shrine and altar that you are seeing went through a process called Prana Pratishtha, which is very elaborate practice. Before this July 16th, 2019 came about, months and months and months had gone into not just building the structure in which I'm sitting here and addressing to you, but even the practices that require to be done before the consecration of the shrine were really a matter of great joy that we had undertaken those practices. And I am grateful to hundreds and hundreds of students from all over the world who had lent their support to me, to the Himalayan Institute, to do those practices. In fact, the foundation for this year-long meditation was laid in January 2013 in Khajuraho, Central India, when we established our Sri Vidya Shrine there. Then it took another 6 years, 6.5 years, to complete the practice and bring the shrine here in northeastern Pennsylvania, which is right here. And that is how in 2019, July 16th, we were able to inaugurate this shrine. And as part of that inauguration, we undertook this year-long meditation. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you all, and on behalf of the sages, the long line of masters of the Himalayan tradition, I offer my love, blessings, and prayers to all of you for being part of this year-long meditation. It is really something great to celebrate that thousands of people from 136 countries are now practicing meditation as part of our year-long meditation. It is something to be very grateful of, the fact that in 1 year time, our combined session of meditations are far beyond 2 million. More than 2 million sessions of meditations have been done in this. And that is only just what people documented. And I'm quite sure that far more many sessions, far many more people must have been doing their meditation. I call it a great success. And once again, may God bless you all for being so faithful, so committed, so sincere to be part of this peaceful, meditative movement, which has only one intention, only one goal, and only one objective, that is to infuse humanity with greater degree of love, compassion, kindness, and self-understanding. The intention of this year-long meditation also includes infusing our natural world with the vitality, with the strength, with the nourishment it needs in order to support life here on this planet. I do not need to remind you that today humanity has reached a very crucial point in its growth and development. There is an aspect of our progress. There is an aspect of our growth which is very, very delightful, very praiseworthy, very constructive, and very fulfilling. On one hand, compared to just 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, even 15 years ago, 10 years ago, millions of people have been lifted out of their abject poverty. There are now far many more children, in terms of percentage, are able to go to school. There are far many more hospitals. Lots of people, which in olden days did not have access to healthcare and medicines, now they have access to. Those are the constructive, praiseworthy aspects of our progress and growth. But at the same time, there is another dark side of our growth and progress. Somewhat in same proportion, maybe even in higher proportion, we can clearly see the gap between poor and rich has become wider. We can clearly see that our divisive tendencies have become more intense. We can clearly see that there is greater degree of violence in our society. And we can very clearly see that the tension and stress level has gone up. There is higher degree of fear, higher degree of and greater intensity of anger. That is something we must be cognizant of. It was in my mind before I discussed with the board members of the Himalayan Institute and many, many of the members, students and friends and well-wishers of the Institute. And I discussed this matter. And then I proposed my idea of year-long meditation. And everyone, in one voice, supported my idea. For that purpose, again, I'm very grateful to all the students, friends, and members of the Institute, those who supported my idea. At that time, I reminded them that it is very important that we use peaceful means and tools to overcome and transcend our inner unrest. It is very important for us to understand that the chaos that we see in the external world is a reflection of the unrest and the chaos that we see here in our inner world. In order to bring any qualitative change in the external world, we have to bring change right here in our inner world. Our inner world is made of our mind and the values which are so dear to us. Our inner world is made of our belief system. Our inner world is made of our love and passion for certain things and our courage to avoid that which is unhealthy, that which is destructive. And for that, there is no other tool as effective as committing ourselves to meditation. This is the message that I delivered to my friends, students, and members of the Institute. And with that realization, we undertook this year-long meditation. And it is in this regard, once again, I remind that we must reflect on ourselves and see that what kind of change are we looking for in the external world. And unless that change first has been engendered, has been awakened deep inside us, it will be a very, very tough uphill battle to bring changes in the external world. In this regard, I remind that on one hand, COVID-19, this pandemic, is something definitely very painful, very undesirable. It has shattered our conviction to a great extent in ourselves, and definitely it has shattered our convictions in our leaders, in our politicians, in our lawmakers. But one thing that is very positive in here, that it has brought up all those hidden, undesirable, previously unforeseen, previously unknown elements. We never thought that human race or our society is comprised of such individuals and such families where there is such a high degree of violence, high degree of unrest. When this pandemic grounded us and confined us to stay in our homes, and when we started living with our loved ones 24 hours a day for 7 days a week, then our own inner tendencies began to show up. What is the reason that on one hand, we wish, we pray, we desire to have more time with our loved ones, and when we have the time with our loved ones, then we spend that time in letting out our anger? The domestic violence has gone up. Children's abuse has gone up. Elderly abuse has gone up. The violence in the streets have gone up. Mistrust between civilians and our law enforcement agencies have gone up. Mistrust between us, between regular citizens and their politicians have gone up. It means there is a great degree of the fundamental principle of mistrust in all of us, in most of us at least. And that this pandemic has given us a chance to see and reflect on that. When we live in a society, when we have so little trust on each other, what kind of life will we be able to create? How can we search true happiness, true nourishment? Therefore, to me, this pandemic has opened our eyes and has given many, many, many fold knowledge to realize that there is no way other than meditation to really understand the fundamental principles and fundamental problems and find a lasting solution. Therefore, this is the message I give you. And from the bottom of my heart, I request, I urge that please restructure and reorganize your life in a manner that at least you are able to give 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes to yourself. And that time you put aside for yourself is for two things. One, to form a habit, do something so which can help you form a habit of going inward. Taking an inventory of your own mind. Look at the landscape of your own interiors of your life and see how is the terrain, how is the atmosphere, how is the climate deep inside yourself, and whether or not you are happy with that climate. As a human being, it is true that we are a combination of two broad categories of tendencies, that is right and wrong. There is an aspect of ourselves that is very loving, very kind, very gentle, very compassionate, very giving, very selfless. But at the same time, there is another aspect of ourselves, which is drowning in cruelty. There is anger in ourselves. There is hatred. There is revengeful feeling. There is a fear. There is selfishness. There is ego. There is self-righteousness. So you have one side, all these negative tendencies. And on the other side, you have all the positive and constructive tendencies. When you mix together these two tendencies, two sets of tendencies, two broad categories of tendencies, that mixture that emerges out of this combination, that's called human being. As a human being, we have a divine in us, we have a beast in us. Meditation helps us see that which particular part of us is divine, and which particular part of us is not so divine. Which particular aspect of our mind and heart is enlightened and illuminated, and which particular part of our mind and heart is dark. Meditation helps us separate, isolate the light from darkness, good from bad, healthy from unhealthy, real from unreal, and ultimately it helps us isolate the immortal in one in ourselves from the mortal ones. We become more evolved, more loving, more kind, more wise person. And that begins to reflect on our thought, speech, and actions. That transformation begins to reflect on our relationship with our mother, father, brother, sister, wife, husband, friends, and all loved ones. It begins to reflect on our colleagues. Our level of performance in our professional life goes up. And most importantly, we begin to live a life where we have peace of mind and we have ability to go to bed with peaceful mind and have very nice good night's sleep. And when we wake up in the morning, we are fresh, we are revived, we are rejuvenated, and we wake up with fresh and energetic mind, ready to again attend this world in a most fruitful, productive, and delightful way. That is meditation. It is in this regard. I will also share with you something that when we started our meditation, year-long meditation, by that time I had already completed my translation of second chapter of the Yoga Sutra, which is known as the practice of the Yoga Sutra, Sadhana Pada. After I published it, and after I already gave, I started and I already completed the Yoga Sutra Master Course, I started reflecting that in these two chapters, chapter one of the Yoga Sutra, chapter one and the two of the Yoga Sutra, there are many, many practices has been described, but there is a central core practice. And unless somehow this realization came to me that unless people begin to practice that, it will be very difficult for them to comprehend the content of chapter 3 and chapter 4 of the Yoga Sutra. And therefore, I decided that before I go to the translation and commentary of chapter 3 and chapter 4 of the Yoga Sutra, better I should write this book, which puts the chapter 1 and chapter 2 of the Yoga Sutra in proper practical context. That is how this new book I just finished, called Visoka Meditation, the Yoga of Inner Radiance, that came about. It was just, I have no idea that why it happened, how it came to my mind, and it happened right at the time when year-long meditation was already in the process. And then here came COVID-19. All these hidden steps that was there deep in our minds and hearts, in our society, it just started coming up. Then I said, my God, who guided me to write this Visoka Meditation at a time when humanity is in dire need of meditation? And thus, my last April, May, June, it was very clear that year-long meditation is just a beginning of something much bigger, much greater than just the year-long meditation. It is gateway to a much bigger self-commitment, personal commitment to our own personal growth and unfoldment. It is beginning of, it is gateway to make a commitment to a much bigger transformation that can infuse our family, our society with a much bigger, much, much more wider, deeper, more profound wisdom, knowledge, love, compassion, and kindness. Therefore, here at this very moment, as part of the concluding ceremony of this shrine and year-long meditation, I announce that here, Visoka Meditation book is at your disposal. Master course on Visoka Meditation. I already taught master course on Visoka Meditation just hardly a month ago or so, last week of May. And many, many, many courses of different nature, different sizes, in different formats are already here. Even though COVID-19 had grounded us, and yet we are blessed with wonderful technology, the force that enabled us to reach you, the technology, the force that enabled you to reach us, the technology, the force that enabled all of us to sit together, meditate together, care for each other, share with each other, that force, that technology is wonderful. By using that technology, regardless what happens in the world, we'll be able to reach you. You will be able to reach us. And thus, we are ready. And we should be ready, and we must be ready to launch and execute the meditative movement with one single purpose. Let us have a clear, calm, and tranquil mind. Let us have a concentrated mind. Let's have a clear, calm, tranquil, and concentrated mind turned inward. Let us have a technique of meditation, a practice of meditation, which can help us discover the best of ourselves. And let us use that power of meditation to bring out the best of ourselves and share that best of ourselves with the rest of the world, beginning with who are very near and dear to us, those who are very close to us, our own loved ones, our own family members, our own friends. Let the charity begin here at home. Let the process of transformation begin here in our immediate surrounding, beginning here deep inside ourselves. It is with that intention I present to you the Vishoka meditation, the practice which is the heart of the Yoga Sutra, Shiva Sutra, and the Lotus Sutra, a practice which has been succinctly described in the Yoga Sutra, Chapter 1, Sutra 36, has been further elaborated throughout the Yoga Sutra, and we are very, very fortunate members of an organization, students of a tradition that has preserved this knowledge and all of its subtle details, and the yogis and the masters of this tradition have worked hard to preserve all these steps in most methodical manner. I wish to make that system of meditation available to you. And therefore, faculty is ready. People have been studying with me, and it is time to bring a new life into the realm of yoga, and especially at a time when the COVID-19 has given a very clear message that the brick and mortar type of system is going to be very difficult. And yoga students, yoga teachers, and yoga seekers, yoga practitioners have to add that aspect of yogic wisdom, which in last 30, 40 years' time, the asana-driven yoga has kind of abandoned it. It's very, very important to have good grounding in the practice of asana-driven yoga. But it is even more important than that is that we must bring back the practices of breathing, pranayamas, and most importantly, we must bring the practices of meditation, which is an integral part of, in fact, that which is the heart and the soul of asana, pranayama, bandhas, and mudras. Without that, we'll have a body which will have very little or no connection with our mind. When our mind is somewhere else, the body struggles to perform its duties. Body and bodily functions, limbs and organs become disoriented when they are not fully supported by a healthy mind. Meditation is a way to have a healthy mind, and it is healthy mind that can guide body, senses toward a healthy way of living and being. That is why meditation is so important. So, at this very moment, this is the message I give it to you, and I hope I am being gentle, not provocative, but this is a message which I am delivering on behalf of great sages, great masters who have found the meditation as a way to know themselves. And it is This kind of self-realization becomes the ground for realizing the self of this universe, the self of all. Without it is, and I will end with very simple statement that it is only in proportion to how much we know ourselves, we will be able to know our loved ones. Just because we are not so familiar with ourselves, we attribute our all failures, our tussles, all conflicts to our loved ones. And we do not realize that we will be able to know our loved ones only in proportion to how much we know about ourselves. Therefore, it is very difficult to seek and find help in the external world regarding the health and well-being of our relationships, regarding the health and well-being of our family. And one step above and beyond, it is only in proportion to our self-understanding, the knowledge regarding ourselves, do we conceive or do we understand the higher reality, which is known as pure consciousness, higher divinity, pure being, God, Mother Nature, divine providence. We can never ever know higher reality if we are experiencing the deficit of our own self-knowledge. The richer we are, the more grounded we are, the richer we are regarding our self-understanding, the more grounded we are in our inner self, the greater the chances of knowing the higher reality and become established in the knowledge of the higher reality. The more kind and loving we are to ourselves, the greater the ability we'll have to love and care for others. When we are deprived of love deep inside us, it's very difficult to really comprehend what this love is all about. If we have not found a peaceful place in our own consciousness, in the space of our own inner consciousness, it's very difficult to work toward finding, establishing a peaceful society in the external world. And thus, in spite of all our great and wonderful intentions, we fail to create a peaceful world outside us. Put in one single word, the peace and happiness in the external world is totally dependent on the peace and happiness that we have found here in our inner world. Meditation is the way. Therefore, my friends, even though today, officially, the year-long meditation concludes, I request, I urge that continue your meditation. You have already formed a good habit. You have already formed a wonderful discipline. You are already sitting 5, 10, 20 minutes, 30 minutes a day. Maintain this good habit. Maintain this good habit. Remember, there is nothing like an overdose of peace and happiness. There is no side effect when we are peaceful and happy. Therefore, continue doing it. Second, please stay connected with your organization. Stay connected with the Himalayan Institute. Stay connected with me. Just as during year-long meditation, you are keeping track of your meditation on our website, similarly, keep track of our movement our effort on Visoka meditation so that we discharge our duties of serving you as efficiently, as promptly as possible. If you are already a yoga teacher, I request, I advise that you join our Visoka meditation teachers program. Just imagine, here in the United States alone, there are 85 million senior citizens, and that number is continuously rising. They need meditation. It is very difficult for them to twist their body and turn into bristles. They cannot do bridge pose. They cannot do the spinal twist as efficiently as we do when we are in our 20s, 30s, and 40s. And they are in much more dire need of overcoming their deep-rooted worry, sadness, something that goes with different stages of our life when we are aging. Who in the world is not in need of finding a tools and means which can help them calm down their nervous system, calm down their agitation, and have ability to relax and remain free from stress? That is meditation. And therefore, you will be able to use this system of meditation for your own personal growth, health, and happiness. But even as a teacher, you will be able to serve humanity in much, much, much more efficient way when you are trying to serve humanity just by teaching only one aspect of, only one level of yoga. You are already there in that stage. Furthermore, in every field of knowledge, there is need for continuous expansion of experience. There is always, every field of knowledge has its own continuing education. Why not to use this further training and experience in meditation as part of our own continuing education, continuing self-training, as well as enhancement of our own professional life? This is my message to all of you. Let us conclude this year-long meditation with very short meditation, maybe 15, 20 minute long meditation, and then we'll have a brief concluding invocation and prayer. So thank you very much. God bless you all. And I hope to continue seeing you on our website. Take advantage of our wisdom library. Keep advantage of our wisdom blog. Here at the Institute, we are really blessed, very, very blessed with so many committed, qualified teachers, those who have given their whole life to serve the field of knowledge, yoga, meditation, and spirituality. And once again, I thank you all. I thank you, all the great teachers, meditators, seekers, and I thank you, Himalayan Institute's faculty, directors, whole staff, which have been so dedicated to make this year-long meditation such a great success. And once again, God bless you all and thank you. And please let us resume our meditation seat and have 15 minutes or so meditation. Normally, I begin my meditation with prayers. In my personal life, Those prayers are long, but I will have just short prayer with you. या विद्या शिव केशवादि जननी या वै जगन मोहिनी या पंच प्रणव द्विरेफ नलिनी या चेत कला मालिनी या ब्रह्मादि पिपीलिकादि तनुषु प्रोक्ता जगत साक्षिणी श्री विद्यावतु सामां भगवती श्रीराज राजेश्वरी श्रीराज राजेश्वरी श्रीराज राजेश्वरी श्रीराज राजेश्वरी श्रीराज राजेश्वरी Please bring your attention to yourself. Become aware of your body and the space occupied by your body. Mentally check the position of your spine and make sure that you are sitting straight. Your head, neck, and trunk are in straight line. Shoulders fully relaxed. Your hands are either in your lap or you may place your hands on your knees, whichever is most comfortable. Mentally draw a circle of light around you. And sit inside the circle, fully protected by the light that dispels the darkness of ignorance. Make sure that you are breathing gently and quietly. There is no jerk and there is no noise in your breath. Now bring your attention to your forehead. Relax your forehead. Relax, bring your attention to the center between eyebrows. And relax the space between your eyebrows. And when I say relax, that means just take one inhalation and one exhalation. And that inhalation and exhalation should be deep, smooth, without jerk, without noise. And in order to make it deep, please do not exert yourself. Just be comfortable and effortless. Now bring your attention to your eyes, eyeballs, eyebrows, and relax. Bring your attention now to your shoulders and relax. Now bring your attention to your neck and throat and relax. Now bring your attention to your upper arms. Elbows, lower arms, wrists, palms, and fingers and fingertips. At each of these points, take one inhalation and one exhalation. One inhalation and one exhalation together counts as one breath. Once again, bring your fingers and fingertips in your conscious awareness and take and breathe. Now bring your awareness to your palms and breathe and relax. Similarly, you bring your awareness to your wrists, elbows, upper arms, shoulders, now come to your heart center. Take one deep, smooth, full breath. However, without putting any exertion on your breathing. Now bring your attention to your navel center. And breathe. Pelvic center. And the perineum. And relax. Once again, bring your perineum, your conscious awareness, and breathe. Now shift your awareness from perineum to the pelvic region and breathe. Relax. From your pelvic, now move on to the navel center. Relax as you breathe. Now bring your attention to your heart. Relax as you breathe. Now come to your throat center. The eyes and eyebrows. Then now come to the center between eyebrows. Now come to the center of your forehead. Here at the center of your forehead, take three deep breaths. Then you prepare yourself to move further upward from your center of your forehead to the crown of your head while you inhale. In order to get a more tangible feeling, just take 3-4 breaths between your forehead and the crown of your head. Always, while inhaling, you move from your forehead to the crown, and with exhalation, you move downward from your crown to the forehead. Become familiar how it feels to mentally travel from your forehead to the crown while you inhale, and how it feels to travel from your crown to the forehead when you exhale. Pay attention to this process and sensitivity associated with this process. Now, prepare yourself to take your last breath. Last inhalation that begins at your forehead and continues moving up, 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 all the way to the crown. And then there, without creating any pause, you start exhaling. And this time, you continue descending from your crown to the forehead, further down, gently to your eyebrow center, your nostril, opening up the nostrils, throat center, heart center, bottom of the sternum, navel center, pelvic center. Go all the way to your perineum. By the time you reach your perineum, your exhalation is completed and immediately you start inhaling. And start moving up mentally from your perineum to the pelvic center, navel center, bottom of the sternum, heart center, throat center, opening up the nostrils, eyebrow center, and center in the forehead. Now you are going up and down between your forehead and your perineum. With practice, you will be able to figure out the pace at which you are inhaling and exhaling, and the pace, corresponding pace of your mind, to follow the flow of the breath. Thus, the coordination in the movement of your breath and the movement of your mind becomes very well established. All of us have our different capacities. Some of us breathe slowly and gently, takes longer time to finish one whole inhalation and exhalation. Some of us breathe a little faster and thus takes less time to go up and down. Whole idea is to ascend while inhaling and descend while exhaling. Let's take such 3 to 5 deep breaths. now. With last exhalation that begins at your forehead, you just come down from your center of your forehead to center between eyebrows, pass through the inner corners of your eyes, continue traveling through your nostrils, come all the way to the opening of your nostrils. And here, that is when your exhalation is completed. This time, do not go all the way to the perineum. It is just to the nostrils. And after you have completed your exhalation, you start inhaling. Your inhalation begins at the opening of your nostrils. And you keep moving up and up and up through your nasal passages, inner corners of your eyes, center between eyebrows, all the way to your forehead. You are inhaling and exhaling so slowly, so gently, so smoothly that it is taking a good amount of time to complete this much journey between the opening of your nostrils all the way to your forehead. And from your forehead to the opening of your nostrils. Do it with so much sincerity and effortless sincerity that your breath and the mind are fully coordinated, and both of them, these two united forces of your mind and the breath, are moving up and down very gently and smoothly. And they are traveling up and down in the confined space which physiologically corresponds to the space associated with the opening of your nostrils and all the way to the center of your forehead. It is in this space the united forces of your mind and breath are going up and down. Up and down. As your mind gets more and more and more absorbed in the upwardly and downwardly flowing forces of your prana shakti, life force, breath, the more you lose the awareness of the physical dimension of yourself. You become just aware of this awareness, the wave that is moving in the space between the opening of your nostrils to the center of your forehead. More your mind and the breath are absorbed into each other, and the more you are simply witnessing the ascending and the descending forces of the mind and the breath, the more you are free from the physicality of yourself. Deeper your access to yourself. more you established in the witnessing process of your ascending and the descending forces of your mind and breath. The more predominantly your parasympathetic nervous system takes over, conditions of restlessness, disturbances, distractions, which you are associated with, the activity even in some instances, with the hyperactivity, overactivity of your sympathetic nervous system automatically begins to melt away. As you continue watching, the combined forces of your mind and breath moving between your nostrils and the forehead, the greater the tranquility and peacefulness you experience. The temperature of your fingertips rise. Your nervous system are at a greater rest. Your heartbeat slows down. The rhythm of your body and internal organs begin to collaborate with each other. And the internal ecology of your body begins to restore its balance. This is the super simple, the most basic step of the meditation that I've been talking about. While maintaining the peaceful atmosphere that has been created by this super brief session of meditation. Now please bring your hands to your heart. Offer your love and gratitude to the Divine who resides in all of us, and express our gratitude to the Divine for making us instrumental in bringing peace to ourselves and filling our atmosphere and our surrounding with that peaceful energy. And gently open your eyes. And become aware of the world outside yourself. Peace, peace, peace. Although you are all over, in almost every part of the planet, in 136 countries, I pray my intentions, my love, my affection, my prayer reach you all. And you please accept my love, affection, and prayer. Multiply it through your own power of intention. And use that further multiplied love, care, and knowledge to light the flame of compassion in as many hearts as possible. Thank you. God bless you all.